Real browser load testing runs every virtual user in its own real, isolated browser, then drives many of them through a journey at the same time to see how a site holds up under load. Because each browser loads the page, runs the JavaScript, and renders the result, the test records what visitors actually see, not just how fast the server replied. That distinction matters because the server's reply is only the first slice of the wait. After the first byte arrives, the browser still has to parse the HTML, execute scripts, load every third-party tag, and paint the page. Those tags are nearly universal. More than 9 in 10 pages use at least one third party, and they only run inside a browser. So a request-only test never sees the scripts that most often wreck real experience. There are three tool models to know: HTTP script tools that fire requests and measure the server, shared browser tools that run many simulated users inside one browser and distort the results, and real browsers, which capture core web vitals natively along with per-session video, network logs, and console logs. The trade-off is cost. A real browser needs far more compute per user than an HTTP client. The honest answer for most teams is both. Keep a protocol tool for the API surface, where it's genuinely the better instrument, and put a real browser on the customer-facing journey that carries your revenue.